Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It's been a while since we chatted to Rollo, our Open House sports guru, also known as Jeremy Ralston. He's back tonight after a massive history-making week, month in Aussie sport. Jeremy, welcome back.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. Great, thanks, mate.
It has been a great week in Australian sport indeed.
Yeah. Before we talk about Sam Stosur and a few other bits of exciting news of late, what happened to the Wallabies, please?
Oh, it didn't make for good television watching tonight, that's for sure. Look,
the Irish were awesome. You got to give it to them.
Yeah, they were. As much as I guess Australia could come up with lots of reasons why they didn't play well, the fact is they were out-muscled and outplayed by the Irish, and that's difficult because what it means is we now go on to the other side of the draw, which means we want to win the World Cup. We will probably come up against teams like South Africa and New Zealand that we have to beat before we even get to the World Cup final.
Thanks, but no thanks. So Sam Stosur. Sam Stosur made history this week. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah, what a fantastic win in the US Open. She became the second Australian woman after Margaret Court to win the US Open. And people might remember Leighton Hewitt won it in 2001, but that's a long time between drinks. And for those who love trivia, I've got two other little trivia points for you. She also set two records, the longest match for 3 hours and 18 minutes in her victory over Nadia Petrova and the longest tiebreak of 32 minutes.
Wow.
So, look, it was great to see her win, and I thought she was very gracious and very humble in her win.
It's what I always say, love about Sam Stosur. So, such a class act. Another display of girl power by hurdler Sally Pearson.
Yes, I mean, it's not every day that someone outshines Usain Bolt.
No.
And in the World Athletics Championships, I'm sure everybody saw her win the women's hurdles. But just to put some context around that, I mean, it was an amazing run of 12.36 seconds, which was the fastest time that we've seen in nearly 20 years. And it's a time that would have won every Olympic title in history. I mean, she is... it goes without saying world-class, but an amazing, emphatic win.
Yeah. This is such an amazing time for sports nuts. I heard Frank Cook, the legendary journo, last week saying that he just recently sat in front of the TV all day and watched sport. It is an amazing time, isn't it?
Look, it's a great time of year for sports lovers, absolutely. And there's a lot of events and all the winter sport finals to come up along with all the world championships. And obviously, there are many late nights with the Tour of Dell's win recently. But I guess the interesting point that I thought tonight, which was, I guess I was reminded this week of the 9/11 10-year anniversary of the tragic deaths around that.
Yes.
I guess it reminded me of the fact that it's funny, isn't it, when it comes to a period like this in sport, we often make the big things little and the little things big, and it's easy to love your sport so much like I do that it can be put out of perspective. And I guess I'm just reminded that even as someone who loves playing and commentating on sport and watching sport, that... that's the challenge for us as Christians, not just in sport, but in everything in our life, I think, to just put it in perspective and not let Jesus become secondary to any of those things in our life.
That's what I love, a sports nut with perspective. Jeremy Ralston, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As always.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.